Caption: Abraham Lincoln's dog, Fido, was the first presidential dog ever to have its photo taken. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected president. The Lincolns owned several dogs, but the most famous was a mongrel named Fido. Fido lived with the Lincolns at their home in Springfield, Illinois. Abraham Lincoln spoiled the dog, who was constantly at his side. Fido liked to romp in the mud and then come into the Lincoln home. Mrs. Lincoln didn't want the family to bring Fido with them when they moved to Washington. She convinced the president that the family couldn't risk damaging the furniture in the White House. President Lincoln agreed to keep Fido with a family friend in Springfield. He did not want the dog to be neglected. The president had a photograph taken of Fido for his two young sons. The photograph helped the boys feel that Fido was still part of the family. After the Civil War, many more dogs lived at the White House. Ulysses S. Grant and his family had several dogs. Most of them died from unknown causes. President Grant's son Jesse then received a purebred Newfoundland as a gift. The boy named the dog Faithful. The president threatened to fire everyone who worked at the White House if Faithful also died. President Grant, most likely, was only bluffing. In 1881, James A. Garfield entered the White House. This president often vetoed or rejected new laws that Congress tried to pass. The president named his dog Vito. Grover Cleveland was elected president twice. During his first term as president, he and his wife owned a tiny dog that was either a poodle or a Pekingese. The dog weighed little more than a pound. Benjamin Harrison was elected president in between Cleveland's two terms. President Harrison owned a collie named Dash. He built a doghouse outside the White House for the presidential pet. Caption: President Cleveland with his son Francis and their dog.